The Harper government will be introducing legislation tomorrow to overhaul its Citizenship Act. And among the proposed changes will be to right a wrong and give Canadian citizenship to the so-called lost Canadians, many of whom have lived in Canada all their lives but are not considered to be legally Canadian. Don Chapman speaks for these lost Canadians, and he joins us on the phone this morning from Vancouver to tell us more about it. Hi, Don.
Good morning.
How you doing today, sir?
Just fine, and anxious to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, really, and that'll come down to tomorrow, and I'm reading here that this is a quote from the citizenship minister, Chris Alexander, who says, quote, "We need to be able to take citizenship away from dual nationals in extreme cases." But he also says that they will give right a wrong and give Canadian citizenship to lost Canadians. He says, quote, "Some are children of war brides. Some have other complicated circumstances which should never have barred them from citizenship, and we have to fix the legislation," says Chris Alexander. And, Don, we've had you on, I can't recall how many times that we've talked to you about this situation. I want you to tell us more about these lost Canadians, who they are and why they're considered lost Canadians, but clearly you've got to be pleased that the government is finally ready to fix this thing.
Well, in actual fact, they said the same thing about 5 years ago. There's a committee report, all unanimous committee report, that said the exact same thing, and then when they went to implement the law, they changed it. So I've heard this before many times. So I am optimistic, but guardedly optimistic. And then I've got reservations in the whole way they're doing the Citizenship Act. The Lost Canadians basically comes down to old, antiquated laws that were on the books from the 1800s that made married women property of their husbands, and children in turn were property of their mothers if they were born out of wedlock, and their fathers if they were born in wedlock. That was supposed to go away in 2009. They kept it alive only for people born before 1947. So we are now in court with the government where they are claiming that citizenship is nothing but a legislated privilege, not a constitutional right, that there was no such thing as a Canadian citizen before 1947, and that means all of our war dead won't be Canadian. So I think that they're kind of responding to our court case because they're going to lose it.
How come they didn't recognize Canadians before 1947, born before 1947, as Canadians? What gives there?
Okay, there's Canada, if you go back, way back, Canada was not such a nice country. I mean, Mackenzie King's motto was "One Jew is too many." I mean, there are a lot of things in our skeletons in our past.
Yeah.
And one of them were the children born out of wedlock to Canadian soldiers in World War I, World War II, Cyprus, and Korea. And that, I think, is the big hang-up here, is the government and the bureaucrats have just said, we don't want these children back. These are children like Eric Clapton. And I think that's the big hang-up. Now, the
Eric Clapton, the singer?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. If this goes through, as I think it will go through, Eric Clapton will be Canadian coming up.
Really?
Actually, all kinds of people, from Ricky Gervais on through, Shirley MacLaine, Warren Beatty. They're Nova Scotians, you know. They will be Canadian. Their mother was Canadian, but they were born before 47. So they're being locked out. But if this bill goes through, you'll have two more people from Nova Scotia, famous people.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I mean, quite a few. This is really going to be quite a game changer. The first thing called the Citizenship Act was done in 1947. Prior to that, they had the Naturalization Act. They had the Immigration Act. Everything defined what a Canadian citizen was, even down to the first Governor General in 1867, who in the very first throne speech said, we've just created a new nationality called Canadian citizenship. So the government is saying, well, citizenship didn't exist before 47 because we didn't have an act called a Citizenship Act. Well, they might say that, but that's not true. Then, to make it even more ironic, is the Attorney General last March, 10 months ago, won a case, and the whole issue in the Supreme Court rotated around, was there citizenship in Canada in 1870? And the government argued that, yes, citizenship existed, and the Supreme Court bought it. Now they're going to court with us, with the same Attorney General saying, well, the different Attorney General, same position, because this one's Peter McKay.
Yeah.
saying citizenship didn't exist before 47, but they've already won a case. So they're really in a box here, because for them to beat us in court, it means all the war, you know, all our war dead weren't Canadian. The Charter of Rights goes out the window. The Asians who died before 47 revert to stateless registered aliens. There's a lot at stake. So now they're being forced to do this. If it was out of the goodness of their hearts, they would have done it in 2009.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy, but here's another problem. The Lost Canadian issue is a bit complicated. And there are five categories of Lost Canadians remaining. I don't think, nobody's talked to me. They've ignored me like the plague. So I don't think they really know what's wrong. How do you fix a leaky boat when you don't know what's wrong with it?
Well, and here's, you know, we've discussed this, another situation with people who were born in the United States, but were there temporarily. We've had a Halifax resident, for example, whose parents were vacationing in Florida when he was born. They came back to Canada where they lived. He's not recognized as a Canadian citizen. We've talked about a New Brunswick woman whose parents lived on the border with Maine. No hospital in the town, so she was born across the border in Maine. They returned, in fact, the day after her birth, back to their home in New Brunswick. She is not recognized as a Canadian citizen.
And I was born in Canada, and because of that, I wasn't recognized as being a Canadian
citizen. Why? What was your situation?
Well, I was property of my father. I was born in 1954. My dad took out U.S. citizenship when I was 6 years of age. Because I was considered his property, Canada ripped up my citizenship. Canada made thousands of kids stateless. You know, I didn't have citizenship in the United States. They made me, you know, they made a lot of kids without a country. And so these laws need to be corrected once and for all. So I don't think they're going to get it exactly right. Plus, since citizenship did exist before 1947, that means that they're introducing a bill to correct a law that doesn't actually need correcting because they're already Canadian under operation of law.
My mind's spinning here right now.
I know that. And then here's another real big issue on the Citizenship Act, and it's really big. Forget the Lost Canadians for a minute. Citizenship belongs to all Canadians. It should not be partisan. This bill was drawn up behind closed doors. No other party was involved. And really, when it comes to citizenship, our identity, all Canadians should have input here. Since this is going to change our identity, defining what a Canadian is for the next 30 or 40 years, because these citizenship acts don't come up very often, really there should be some input so everybody can see it. It's very transparent, and everybody has input. And that is something I'm a little afraid of, is that the objective, and I know what they're trying to do, is to take citizenship away. And citizenship should never be taken away by a politician. A judge and the judicial system, yes. A politician, no.
But they want to take it, they want to put it back now though, don't they?
For us, yes, but they want to open up avenues so it'll be much easier to strip somebody of their citizenship. Such as, it's very convenient. To say, okay, we're taking it away from a terrorist. And believe me, I don't want a terrorist to have citizenship. I was a pilot for United Airlines. It was my company who flew into the Trade Center. I don't have love for the terrorists, but define a terrorist. I can go to the Tea Party in the United States and not just find some of the members of the Tea Party that will say, an abortion doctor is a terrorist, but they might even go so far as to say somebody taking or supplying contraceptives are terrorists. That is an issue that, you know, on the surface sounds great, but we really should have a judge and a judicial system to deal with taking away citizenship. If it's a real terrorist, hey, have at it. I don't want him to be Canadian.
Don Chapman, can you hang on? I have to take a break here. I've got some more questions for you. He's with the Lost Canadians, and again, it appears that the federal government, the Harper government, will introduce a new Citizenship Act tomorrow in the House of Commons, an act that they say will right a wrong and give citizenship, Canadian citizenship, to these Lost Canadians. And we're hearing more about these Lost Canadians from Don Chapman. It's 11:44. We'll take a break back to hear more when we come back. 11:47, we have to fix the legislation. So says Citizenship Minister Chris Alexander, who will be introducing a new Citizenship Act in Parliament tomorrow, an act that he says will give Canadian citizenship to the lost Canadians who have been denied it for, well, one reason or another over the years. Don Chapman is on the line with us. He has been the voice of the lost Canadians over many, many years. In fact, he is himself one of the lost Canadians. And you're skeptical still, though, Don, about this act that will be introduced tomorrow, huh?
Well, I've been behind six bills that went into Parliament. It's still not fixed.
But we have Chris Alexander, who appears to be a smart cookie, by the way, and is being perhaps touted as a future, perhaps a conservative leader someday. He's being very public about this.
And kudos to him. I mean, congratulations for doing that. I wish they had talked with me because, well, my pilot side, since I am an airline pilot, if we have something that goes wrong, we're to use all available resources. And if I didn't do that, I'd be before a hearing board. I hope that he has done that. I hope that he will do this properly. But kudos for him. I mean, really, congratulations for at least addressing the issue. And it feels a lot better when somebody admits, hey, we do have a problem here. And that was something they weren't doing.
Yeah, and this has been a matter that's been in the courts. I'm just refreshing my memory and the case of Jackie Scott, who was born out of wedlock to an English mother and a Canadian father in 1945. I think she immigrated to Canada with them when she was but 2 years old. She is not recognized as a Canadian citizen either, but she's gone to court over this. So has that been settled yet?
No, that's in court. But the price tag, when we went to court with the exact duplicate case, only the name was changed, Joe Taylor, who was a war bride, just exactly like Jackie, born in the same year, brought to Canada. The courts ruled that Joe, in fact, was a Canadian citizen. Then they imposed some restrictions retroactively that the government said would cost Canadian taxpayers into the tens of billions of dollars. So they're playing quite a game here. And further, here's an irony. There's a new national monument envisioned in Nova Scotia. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, over in Cape Breton Island.
You got it. To honor Canada's war dead as being Canadian citizens, but they're in court saying they're not.
Boy, it's a very bizarre topic here, Don.
It's bizarre, but see, here's another thing. We need a citizenship ombudsman. The guy that's helping everybody with citizenship shouldn't be me that lives in Phoenix, Arizona, mainly. You know, it should be somebody inside of Citizenship and Immigration that is a neutral. For example, I have a guy right now, Donovan McLaughlin, and he is being denied citizenship going back to the residential school problem. His father was a First Nations person who had experience and knew what the residential schools were like. Donovan was born in 1954, and the father was saying, there's no way I will ever subject my child to what I had to go through. So Donovan was born kind of not in a hospital, but out in the woods almost, so that he would not have a birth certificate. Today, 59 years after being born in Canada, the government's denying him citizenship.
Wow. I'm reading all kinds of comments from people on a website here, including this note from Marion, who says she thinks she's fairly representative of the thousands who will be helped if Jackie Scott receives a favorable outcome in court. She writes that her father was a resident in Ontario who signed up and served in the Royal Canadian Artillery throughout World War II, discharged home in 1945. He arranged for my mother to come as a war bride with my brother and I in May 1946. We've been here ever since, working all our lives, paying taxes, voting. Never had a problem with citizenship until we found out in 2003 when my brother went to apply for a passport. She says, my parents could not marry before my birth because Dad was refused permission until the end of the hostilities. So they married in 1945. She writes, surely this legislation needs to be fixed so it cannot be misinterpreted in different ways by different governments. And her story, again, one of thousands of very similar stories.
That sounds like Marion Vermeersch and her brother Peter Brama. When he was denied citizenship, he was not only retired from the Canadian Navy, he was retired from the Calgary Police Force. And Marion has been a social worker in Ontario all these years. And what had happened was, which was very typical, Marion's father, Jackie Scott's father, they wanted to marry their wives, But the government did not allow them to marry because they knew that these guys were going to be landing in, you know, Dieppe, Juno Beach. A lot of these soldiers were going to die. And Canada did not want the liability of a wife and a child. So they waited till after the war and they had survived. Then they said, okay, now you can marry. But now they're imposing these, well, you were born out of wedlock issues.
Yeah. Reading here a question, why doesn't she just simply apply for Canadian citizenship after she got here from England when she was 2 years old? But I think that the fact that she was born to a Canadian father, they just assumed. Would that be correct? That they just assumed that they would be Canadians?
Everybody assumed, including Romeo Dallaire, who was stripped of his citizenship when he was 24.
Romeo Dallaire, the Canadian military hero.
Yes, he was a war bride child, but his problem wasn't being born out of wedlock. His problem was being born in wedlock. His mother was a Dutch war bride, his father, a Canadian soldier. They married, came to Canada, and there was another little caveat for the lost Canadians. If you were foreign-born, Romeo, and you were out of Canada on your 24th birthday, you lost your citizenship, but nobody told you. So Romeo's guilt was he was outside of Canada on his 24th birthday. He was commanding Canadian troops in the Canadian Army.
Wow. And some bureaucrat is sitting there enforcing all of these stupid rules and regulations. I mean, why is this still being done over these so many years with these kind of ridiculous examples that you're giving us here?
I hate to say the reason. I've mentioned this, and the only way I know how is to do it in pilot terms. You would never fly on an airplane with a pilot who's never flown before, but we are electing people that sit on the citizenship committee. They change the members all the time, and people are sitting there making decisions in citizenship, and they don't know anything about the portfolio. So basically, they know immigration, they know refugees, but Canadians have never stopped to think about this thing called what's citizenship, what's our identity. And the MPs are so ignorant of it, and Joe Volpe, who was citizenship minister many years ago, he fought me tooth and nail. It turned out he was a lost Canadian, and so was his mother.
Oh, really? Wow. And I mentioned the two cases, the Halifax man, who his parents were on vacation in Florida when he was born, and the New Brunswick woman, there was no hospital in the New Brunswick town where they lived, and so she was born across the border in Maine. I mean, And both of them had parents who were Canadian citizens. It just seems awfully strange, Don, or bizarre, or just plain old weird, that they would not automatically be considered Canadian citizens either.
That is correct. Right now, the way the law is structured, Canadians can actually have children. These are two Canadian parents that can have a child that is stateless.
And if this was an American couple living in Canada, American citizens living in Canada and had a child born in Canada, that child would automatically be both an American and a Canadian citizen. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. But we have, I tell you, we get some pretty strange laws here in this country, don't we?
And what this needs to happen is that once and for all, it needs to be fixed. And so while I said it earlier, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I don't think that they know all the nuances. But at least if one thing happens tomorrow, if we can get all the World War II soldiers and the Jackie Scotts and Marion Vermeersches of the world recognized, then finally a gross injustice will have been corrected.
Well, let's hope, and we'll watch to see what the Citizenship Act spells out as. I know you'll be watching, Don, and thank you for sharing some time with us here.
And my webpage, if people want, is lostcanadian.com.
Lostcanadian.com.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Don. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Don Chapman is his name. And again, Lost Canadian is the subject. Lostcanadian.com if you'd like to check it out. And you just have to shake your head. And especially the story of the Halifax man, his name is Jarrett. And I think he'd prefer that we don't use his last name. But and his parents were on vacation. His mother was pregnant at the time. They were on vacation in Florida. He was born there. They come back to Canada, a few days afterwards. And he finds out, it was about a year or two ago, I think he was applying, maybe it was for a passport or employment insurance or something along those lines. He discovers that he's not recognized as a Canadian, and the woman in New Brunswick as well. And I can't remember the name of the community where she was living at the time, but her mother got pregnant, no hospital in the town, so just across the border in Maine, there's a hospital, so off they go, deliver in the American hospital, come back to Canada the very next day, and then she discovers that she's not recognized as a Canadian citizen as well. And yet, as I mentioned with the Don, if an American couple had a child here in Canada, it is automatic that they would be both a Canadian and a U.S. citizen. But for some reason, our laws are just screwy. And I hope that Chris Alexander, Minister of Citizenship and Immigration, when he presents this new Citizenship Act tomorrow, that he does indeed deal with these lost Canadians and restores the Canadian citizenship, which they're obviously deserving.